Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
As we look at our text this morning, we see three main characters or parties: Paul, Timothy, and the people of Corinth. And maybe we should just take a glimpse at them just to kind of see where our text is coming from. First of all, Paul, and we all know about Paul. He's writing this letter while he's in Ephesus. He has left Corinth for perhaps 2 years now. We know he's an apostle, and now he's responding to a letter that the people from Corinth has sent him. He's also heard about some of the division and corruption that's going on in Corinth. Timothy. What's the text say a little bit about Timothy? Well, that he's Paul's beloved son. Timothy is a young man being tutored and mentored by Paul. He is said to be faithful in the Lord. He has learned well from the Master. And he now has the task of being Paul's messenger, ambassador to the Corinthians to admonish them and to help them see the error of their thinking before Paul comes. The Corinthians. Seems they have some problems. The evils of Corinthians were spiritual pride, arrogance, and abuse of Christian liberty in various spheres. The Corinthians took it as a starting point in their Christianity that all Christians are free and everything is permissible. Of course, we see on the contrary where Paul writes and expounds on the character of Christian freedom throughout his letter. Now, as we look at our text, we see Paul is focusing in on some of these misconceptions of what it means to be a Christian. He wants them to understand that he is their spiritual father, but not just him, but that he became the spiritual father for them in Christ and through the gospel. Paul makes it clear that the beginning of this church was not just about him, not just about a man named Paul, but it was begun in Christ Jesus. Now, Paul goes on into the text, and he says, "Therefore, I urge you to imitate me." Boy, I'm sure glad that he said this statement after his conversion and not before. We see in Scripture, all throughout Scripture, that Paul's writings, that he says, "Imitate me or follow my example." It seems as though the Corinthians needed some reminders about what it means to be an imitator of Paul. But not just an imitator of Paul, but an imitator of Christ. What it means to be Christ-like. What it means to live a Christ-like life. As mentioned, there was some division going on in the church at Corinth, perhaps like modern churches today. And Paul was setting the stage to gently remind the Christians there, or the Corinthians, that it was not just to say, "Hey, look at me. I have 10,000 guardians, and that's what makes me a Christian." Or, "What makes me a Christian is, hey, look at me. I have all the knowledge in the world, so I must be a Christian, a follower of Christ." Paul is going to send Timothy to remind them what it means to be in Christ. The text says, "Timothy, who is faithful in the Lord, he will remind you of my ways." But not just my ways, Paul says. "My ways in Christ Jesus, which agrees with what I teach everywhere in every church." So Paul was saying that I'm not just coming at you, people of Corinth, this way, but this is what I teach to every church. Paul uses the phrase "in Christ" and "in the Lord" throughout our text. Paul realizes that his life and his teachings were not of his own, but they were in Christ. Paul is stating that his way of life in Christ agrees with his teaching. A popular quote would probably sound like this. He is not only saying that he talks the talk, but he walks the walk. He is talking and teaching and walking in Christ. It is through Christ that Paul is able to proclaim the gospel. It is through Christ that we are able to proclaim the gospel. It is in Christ that Paul is able to live as a Christian. And it is in Christ that we are able to live as Christians. When Paul is saying, imitate me, he wants the Corinthians and us to remember the foundation of faith and to live in that foundation. Later on in his letter, in chapter 15, Paul writes, now, brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, what you have received and what you have taken your stand. So it seems that Paul is reminding the Corinthians on a few more things, and that's why he's sending Timothy. But Paul goes on in chapter 15, and he explains his teaching that he lives by. He says, by this gospel you were saved, if you hold firm to the word I preach to you. Otherwise you have believed in vain. For what I received I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins, according to Scripture, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to Scriptures, and that he appeared to Peter and then the 12. And that text goes on. This is what Paul in our text is talking about this morning, when he says that Timothy will remind them of his way of life in Christ Jesus, which agrees with what he teaches in every church. This is our foundation, that our lives too, so that we not only talk the talk, but we walk the walk. That we not just teach or preach the knowledge that we all have obtained throughout our lives, but that we remember the gospel. And that we stand and hold firm to that gospel, the gospel that saves us, the gospel that we live in Christ. We not only need to talk the talk, but walk the walk every day of our lives. If people only hear the gospel, but do not see the gospel in us, and do not see Christ in us, then perhaps we are like the Corinthians, that need that little reminder to talk the talk and walk the walk. That little reminder that says, not only do I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, not only do I believe that he suffered and died for my sins, not only do I believe that he rose from the dead, but I'm walking in that light. I'm walking in Christ each and every day. Amen. Now may the peace of Christ, which surpasses all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.